This is American Idol.
Last night, Chris Allen won America's biggest popularity contest. Every step you climb another mountain. Every breath is harder to believe. You make it through the pain, weather the hurricane. A record 100 million votes were cast, we are told, for the winner of this year's American Idol. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports this was an absolute upset.
Chris Allen is a sweetly sincere 23-year-old former missionary from Arkansas. He was competing against a flamboyantly powerful singer, Adam Lambert, a gilded glam rocker who appeared to have the competition sewn up. American Idol did its best to establish the two as opposite personas.
The guy next door versus the guyliner.
When Ryan Seacrest announced Chris Allen's victory last night, Allen seemed almost on the verge of turning it down.
How does it feel?
It feels good, man, but Adam deserves this.
Chris,
I'm sorry, I don't even know what to feel right now. This is crazy.
Allen was not the only person utterly floored by his win. Michael Slezak writes for entertainmentweekly.com.
I did not expect Chris Allen to beat Adam Lambert, and I don't think Chris Allen expected to beat Adam Lambert. I mean, honestly, saying Adam deserves this, I'm sorry. I've never heard that kind of a quote from an Idol winner.
The American Idol franchise, says Slezak, was completely rejuvenated by Adam Lambert.
You know, trying to imagine season 8 without Adam Lambert would sort of be like trying to imagine your bowl of cereal without the milk. It would be hard to swallow and kind of dry.
Adam Lambert's performances and song choices were intelligent, audacious, and consistently thrilling. With his anime haircut and feline eyes, Lambert seemed poised to redefine rock and roll masculinity. All of the judges, including Paula Abdul, bestowed him with an aura of inevitability.
I'm in awe of your talent. Whatever happens with this Idol journey, I know with every fiber of my being, you are going to be iconic. Yes, you are.
There's going to be a lot of speculation that Lambert lost the title because he presents, very deliberately, as gay. But Michael Slezak says he thinks that viewers just went for the underdog.
You know, I have to say, I think that there may be a slight backlash against the show's producers and judges who have a tendency to push really hard for the contestants that they want to win.
Another backlash of sorts came from the contestants themselves. The American Idol machine did its best to pit the folksy country Christian against the showy, sophisticated dandy. But the two men formed a friendship that transcended typical reality show expectations.
Chris and Adam said they were going to vote for each other, that they wanted to buy each other's albums, that they wanted to support each other.
Shane and Naomi Crockmull is a contributing editor to Out Magazine.
I think, you know, we need as many indicators to young men in America that someone like Adam is the kind of guy who can be their best friend as we do to, you know, little 8-year-olds watching that Adam Lambert is the kind of performer they can grow up into being themselves.
Crockmull says she took real pleasure in watching what seems to be an authentic mutual affection develop in such an artificial environment of constant hype and relentless product placement. And they'd better be friends. They've got a 50-city tour to get through this summer. Netta Ulaby, NPR News. There are no-